Okay.
All right, we're on round. What are we on now? 10. And so, what teams we got here?
Auburn B.
Can you buzz in and give names?
Brian L.
Buzz.
Mohammed's
right.
What? Oh, he's right. Sorry. Steve Bell.
Steven?
Steven.
Brad M.
And then over here we have what team?
Shanghai American.
Hi, Shanghai American.
And names?
Blaze.
Like
Pascal or?
Like, A-L.
It's like Blaze.
A-Z-E. Okay.
Joseph.
Catherine.
Andre.
I don't know those Pokemon, but I know Blaze. Alright,
are we ready?
Oh, you're spitting this out.
You're big.
Sorry, that was gross. Right. Toss up one. Properties of well-ordered sets, such as point-set topologies, are often demonstrated using the transfinite form of this technique. George Polya used the example of a horse of a different color to illustrate the subtleties of this technique. The strong form of this technique allows one to assume that a statement is true for all values in between 0 and k. This technique, which is closely related to recursion, begins by proving a base case and then assuming the namesake hypothesis is true for n. Subsequently...
Math induction.
Yes.
Nice one.
Bonus for Shanghai. Popular plays during this time period include George Farquhar's The Beaux Stratagem, George Etheredge's The Man of Mode, and William Wycherley's The Country Wife for 10 points each. Identify this period of time lasting from roughly 1660 to 1710 in England, which gave its name to a genre based on the comedy of manners that encompasses the aforementioned plays.
The time period.
Answer?
Elizabethan.
Nope.
Victorian.
This is Restoration. One of the most prominent authors of Restoration comedies was this playwright who turned out hits like Love for Love and The Way of the World before the genre became unpopular.
Smith.
Nope.
No answer.
Congreve. Congreve's play The Mourning Bride coined several famous phrases, including one often paraphrased as "Hell hath no fury like one of these people scorned."
Or woman.
Yeah. 10 points.
I love that quote.
Okay, toss up two. This city is the center of the Klang Valley, and it contains the Bukit Nanas Rainforest. This city was the site of the 13 May incident, a riot between its two major ethnicities. Arthur Benison Hubbuck designed several landmark buildings in the city, including the Jamek Mosque. Manara Telecom and Deobumi are two skyscrapers located in the city, whose international airport is located in the Sepang district. A Cesar Pelli design complex in the city features the tallest twin skyscraper.
Kuala Lumpur?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wow, so cool.
I wonder if Singapore. Bonus for Shanghai. When the universe dropped to its temperature below 10 to the 10 Kelvin, these particles froze out and their rate of creation suddenly decreased. For 10 points each, name these particles that Raymond Davis and John Bacall found while performing the homestick experiment.
Okay. Alpha particles.
Nope.
Neutrinos?
Yes. The homestick experiment was partially conducted to figure out why this object didn't emit as many neutrinos as expected. During an eclipse, this object's corona is visible. The Super Kamiokande detects stellar neutrinos by immersing photomultiplier tubes in water and looking for this phenomenon when a neutrino strikes an electron.
Electron capture.
No.
Oscillation.
This is Cherenkov radiation. So 10 and 10. Toss of three. In this film's opening credits, a still image of Michelangelo's creation of Adam accompanies an overture by Miklos Rosa. In one sequence in this film, a row of hanging gold sculptures of dolphins gets tipped over one by one. Its title character wears a slave ring given to him by Simonides' daughter Esther and is aided by Ildirim, an Arab sheik. During a parade early in this film, a roof tile falls from the protagonist's house. Its title character, a childhood friend of Messala, escapes the galley of a rammed boat and later avoids the...
Ben-Hur?
Yes.
Nice.
Bonus for Shanghai. Answer these questions about the Arakan syllables, a cross-party faction who refused to let the U.S. Senate ratify the Treaty of Versailles for 10 points each. The U.S. never joined this international organization, a precursor to the U.N., sense. Because Arakan syllables such as William Barra and George Norris helped block the ratification of the Treaty of Versailles.
The League of Nations.
This Republican senator from Massachusetts led opposition to ratifying the Treaty of Versailles, though he was less radical than the Arakan syllables. His son was Richard Nixon's first running mate. Answer.
Pass.
Lodge. The Kettle Lodge.
Yeah. The Air Conceivable and sometime governor of California ran this. Those things of California ran with Theodore Roosevelt on the Bold Moose ticket in 1912. Yeah. Answer.
Us.
Answer.
No answer.
This is Hiram Warren Johnson. So 10 to 10. Toss up 4. Joseph Meacham and Lucy Wright helped organize this faith after the death of an illiterate founder who claimed to be Jesus' second incarnation. It grew out of a religious sect led by Jane and James Wardley that took many of its rituals from the Khamisars. This faith experienced a revival during the era of manifestations. This faith's communities at Watervliet, Hancock, and New Lebanon grew famous for manufacturing simple furniture.
Shakers?
Yes.
Oh.
Just missed power. Bonus for Shanghai. This figure grapples with the giant Antaeus in a sculpture by Antonio del Pollaiuolo. For 10 points each, identify this figure from Greek mythology whose club is draped with the skin of a lion in a classical nude sculpture named for the Farnese family.
Hercules?
A drunken Hercules drapes his arms over a male and a female satyr in a painting by this Flemish artist. He also painted the Marie de' Medici cycle, a number of entries in which depict his characteristic full-figured women.
Rubens.
A pensive Hercules sits on a rock and struggles to choose between women representing virtue and pleasure in a painting by Annibale, a member of this Bolognese family who founded an early art academy with his brother Agostino and cousin Ludovico.
Italian family.
Answer.
Borgia?
No answer.
This is Karachi. Did the Incombinato like school or cut something? Whatever. Anyway.
Is 20 points the bonus?
20 points. Toss of 5. One of this king's ministers provoked the flower war by attempting to introduce free trade in the grain industry. Stefan Zweig argued that this king was circumcised as an adult to relieve his phimosis after failing to consummate his marriage for 7 years. This king's fleet, which lost the Battle of Saintes, was commanded by the Comte de Grasse. The Declaration of Pilnitz pledged foreign support for this man who was caught trying to flee Varennes.
Louis XVI?
Yeah. Bonus for Auburn. A type of five-note chord voicing named for this song consists of 3 perfect fourths topped by a major third and was originally used by Bill Evans to respond to this song's head. For 10 points each, name this opening track of a 1959 album, which also features saxophone solos by Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane.
Nope.
Album? Answer. That's time. So what? So What is the first song on this pioneering model jazz album, which also features the tracks Flamenco Sketches and Freddy Freeloader.
Kind of Blue?
Yes. Kind of Blue was recorded by this jazz trumpeter's namesake quintet. His most amusing song is undoubtedly a cover of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time, and his other famous albums include Sketches of Spain and Birth of the Cool.
Miles Davis.
Yeah, 20 points. Toss up 6. The speaker of one of this author's poems praises the giver of breath and bread who has bound bones and veins in me. His distress and depression while teaching at University College Dublin gave rise to a series of so-called terrible sonnets. One of his poems describes the brute beauty and valor and act of a recently caught morning's minion, while another is dedicated to nuns who drowned after fleeing Germany.
Hopkins?
Yes.
He's the guy.
Bonus for Shanghai. This man criticized policy models that ignored how the policy would affect people's decision-making. For 10 points each, name this economist who used a rational expectations model to show anticipated monetary policy could have no real effect.
Ricardo?
Nope.
Friedman?
This is Lucas. The Lucas critique fell especially hard on the Phillips curve, which purported to show a fixed relationship between unemployment and this quantity, the rate of price level increase. Yeah. That the Phillips curve does seem to hold is now often explained by imperfect competition and this phenomenon. Guillermo Calvo and John Taylor both created approaches for modeling it.
Market failure?
Nope.
Externalities?
Nope, this is sticky prices, so 10 points.
What are sticky prices? Okay.
Toss-up 7. Troops commanded by this man retreated during the runaway scrape. This man's political career paused after his separation from Eliza Allen. This man's horse, Saracen, was shot at a battle where his troops used cannons called the Twin Sisters. This man sent a militia to end the Regulator-Moderator War. This man was accused of defrauding Indians by William Stanbury, whom he beat with a cane. This sometime Tennessee governor received the name Black Raven while a runaway with a Cherokee. This man was deposed as governor after refusing to swear loyalty to the Confederacy years after beating Stephen Austin to become his country's first president for 10 points. Name the victor.
Houston?
Yes. Bonus for Auburn. This character has been given 2 weeks to live by his doctor and recounts his failed romance with Lizabetta, the daughter of Ozjogin, in an uncomfortably built district town for 10 points each. Identify this archetypal title character who writes a diary in a novella by the author of A Sportsman's Sketches. Answer?
Hamlet. Bazarov?
This is The Superfluous Man. The Diary of a Superfluous Man was written by this Russian novelist who also wrote Fathers and Sons.
Turgenev.
In January 1860, Turgenev gave a lecture that divided people into personality types based on either this character or Don Quixote. This literary character also titles a Turgenev story from A Sportsman's Sketches, in which Vasily Vasilyevich monologues about his pathetic life at a dinner party.
Hamlet.
20 points. Toss-up 8. At the end of the Great Gatsby, Nick says that his Middle West is not the prairies or the lost sweet towns, but these thrilling returning things of his youth. These vehicles are held above the slough of despond by a pile of philosophy books in a short story in which they carry Mr. Smooth away on a trip leaving from the City of Destruction. These vehicles are the focus of a company founded by Nathaniel, infiltrated by John Galt, and run by Dagny Tiger and
France.
Yes.
Oh.
Bonus for Auburn. Alberto Korda took an iconic photograph of this man in a beret 7 years before he was killed in Bolivia for 10 points each. Name is Argentine-born Marxist revolutionary who helped Fidel Castro take over Cuba. Answer?
Guevara.
What? Che Guevara?
Yeah. Sorry. Well, in this Latin American country, Guevara witnessed the deposition of Jacobo Arbenz Guzman in a CIA-backed coup. Rigoberto Menchu advocated for indigenous rights during its civil war. Che sailed to Cuba aboard a yacht of this name in 1956 alongside Fidel Castro and others. The ship now lends its name to Cuba's official state newspaper.
Grandma?
Yes, 20 points and 20.
Grandma?
Grandma, no D.
Which toss-up are we on right now?
Now we are on 9.
Okay.
Toss-up 9. A factor symbolized sigma representing this property multiplies the characteristic rotational temperature in the denominator of the molecular rotational partition function. The terms gerade and ungerade describe this property of molecular orbitals. This property is conserved in orbitals in paracyclic reactions according to the Woodward-Hoffman rules. Point groups represent this property of compounds. Though meso compounds have a form of this property, no chiral compounds do. Carbon tetrachloride is nonpolar even though its bonds are polar because this property of the molecule causes its dipole moments to cancel. No. For 10 points, name this geometrical property possessed by molecules which look the same when reflected across a point, line, or plane.
That's a conferring. Oh. Yeah, sorry. No.
Alright, my answer was symmetry. Toss-up 10. A suite by a composer from this country contains a piece depicting the procession of Corpus Christi and opens with a piece called Evocation. This country lends its name to an orchestral rhapsody by Emmanuel Chabrier. A set of gypsy airs called Zigeunerweisen. It was written by a violin virtuoso from this country. That man was the dedicatee of a violin concerto by Eduardo Lalo, whose title suggests it is a symphony from this country. A composer from this country included the ritual fire dance and the dance of the miller's wife in, respectively, his ballets Love, the Magician, and the Three-Cornered Hat.
Spain?
Yes.
All right.
Bonus for Auburn. This man proposed a sovereign separate from the government, which was to adhere to the general will of the citizenry for 10 points each. Name this philosopher who claimed that man is born free, but everywhere he is in chains in the social contract.
Rousseau
argued that the transition between natural and civil society began with the development of this selfish concept. John Locke asserted that men had the right to life, liberty, and this concept.
Property.
In the book On Revolution, this student and lover of Heidegger claimed that the wish for a unitary general will was one factor in the failure of the French Revolution. She also argued that violence was only necessary in the absence of true power in On Violence.
No. Wollstonecraft.
Answer.
Wollstonecraft.
Nope. Answer. This is Arendt. Hannah Arendt. So 20 points.
So at the half, I have Auburn V with 140 and Shanghai with 120.
Any substitutions? Okay, well then, we'll move on. Alright, toss-up 11. The ratio of proportionality constants for two different processes with this name are connected by the Lorentz number according to the Wiedemann-Franz law. In lumped system analyses of the transient form of this process, a number proportional to the internal resistance to this process, the Biot number, is used. If there is no internal energy conversion, the steady state form of this process is described by Laplace's equation. The flux due to this process is...
Just a
fusion? Nope. Is equal to minus a proportionality constant, often abbreviated K, times the gradient of temperature according to Fourier's law for 10 points. Name this mode of heat transfer that occurs by microscopic means without macroscopic motion of a material, as opposed to convection and radiation.
Conduction.
Yes. Bonus for Shanghai. Answer the following about freezing point depression for 10 points each. Freezing point depression is an example of one of these properties, which depend on the concentration of a dissolved solute rather than its actual nature. Osmotic pressure is another example. Answer.
Intrinsic.
Next time.
Logarithm.
Yes. To determine the freezing point depression of an ideal solution of calcium chloride, you multiply the freezing point depression constant by the molality and this integer, which would be the von Hoff factor for calcium chloride.
It's 2.
Three.
Freezing point depression is no longer effective below this temperature because the system separates into two distinct solid solutions of different concentrations. For salt water, this temperature is negative 21.2 degrees Celsius.
Triple point?
What?
Triple point?
No.
Critical point.
This is the eutectic point. So 10 points for steel.
Steel.
Yes.
Plus up 12. An ambassador from this government is described on the Gauld trilingual inscription as making offerings at Adam's Peak. 7 grand directors and 10 junior directors oversaw an expedition sponsored by this government, which was recounted in description of the starry raft. This government deposed Alakashvara after its envoys sailed to the Kati kingdom, and its sailors killed a group of 5,000 pirates at Palembang. This dynasty's court received a single giraffe from Malindi under
Ming.
Yeah. Ooh, if I hadn't said Yungle, it would have been power. But
giraffe.
Bonus for Shanghai. Roy Hawat invested this composer's use of the golden section in pieces like Reflets dans l'eau for 10 points each. Named this French composer of La Mer and Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun.
Debussy.
This piano suite by Debussy, dedicated to his daughter Emma, opens with the Museo Clementi parody of Dr. Gradus ad Parnassum and ends with the playful banjo-inspired Gollywog's Cakewalk.
Children's Corner.
This piano prelude by Debussy is inspired by the Breton legend of the lost city of Ys and breaks with traditional harmony through its prolific use of parallel fourths and fifths.
I don't know any other Debussy pieces. Okay, pass.
Answer.
No answer.
This is the Sunken Cathedral.
20 points.
Toss-up 13. This man argued that republics become corrupt when they lose the love of virtue that animates them, just as love of fear animates tyrannies. Possibly inspiring Rousseau, this man linked despotic slavery to hotter climates. This man wrote about
Montesquieu.
Power. Bonus for Auburn. After this author's short story, The Bear Came Over the Mountain, was adapted into the film Away From Her, her collection Hate Ship, Friendship, Courtship, Love Ship, Marriage was republished under that title for 10 points each. Name it this female Canadian author of The Moons of Jupiter, Lives of Girls and Women, and The View from Castle Rock. She won the 2013 Nobel Prize in Literature. What's up?
Monroe.
Yes. In this title story of Monroe's first collection, a mentally handicapped student of Miss Marcel's amazes the audience of a piano recital with a skilled performance of the namesake piece from Gluck's Orpheus and Eurydice.
No answer.
The Can-Can?
Dance of the Happy Shades. The first section of The View from Castle Rock depicts the Laidlaw's family's origins in this country. Its native poets include Hugh McDiarmid and the author of To a Mouse, Robert Burns.
Country.
Answer.
Scotland.
Yeah. So 20 for steel. Toss up 14. Nayland McBain leads a project name for these people. Since 1978, these people have been allowed to speak in general conference. These people comprise the entire membership of the Relief Society, which since 1977 has been considered on par with the Melchizedek priesthood. A protest for the ordination of these people in April 2014 aroused ire for refusing to leave Temple Square. In December 2012, these people staged a wear pants to church protest.
Mormons?
Nope. For 10 points, identify these people who are currently barred from most, actually, I can prompt you.
Aaronites?
No. Okay. Anyway, who are currently barred from most leadership positions in the Latter-day Saint movement and are instead expected to marry and bear children.
Mormon woman?
Yeah, I just wanted women, but, yeah, it works. Bonus. This state agreed to the Peace of Philocrates after the Third Sacred War, in which its soldiers wielded an ultra-long spear called the Sursa for 10 points each. Name this Greek polity, whose territory expanded greatly under Philip II in the 300s BC.
Macedonia.
This Athenian orator made several speeches against Philip of Macedon's expansion called the Philippics.
Cicero?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Answer? This is Demosthenes. According to Plutarch, Sparta gave this single word response to Philip of Macedon's threats to enslave the city should he invade, an extreme example of laconic wit.
One word.
Answer?
No.
It's just like if.
Yes. Wow. So, 10 and 10. Toss out 15. Bence Jones proteins are synthesized by these cells. Lambda 5 protein is critical for the development of these cells. They express activation-induced deaminase, which greatly increases the rate of cytosine to uracil mutations. Hybridomas are hybrids of cancerous and normal types of these cells. Clonal selection theory explains their proliferation.
Antibodies?
Nope. These cells can spontaneously switch from making mu to making delta heavy chains. In birds, these cells are made in the bursa of Fabricius. Mammary ones are extremely long-lived. For 10 points, name these cells whose plasma type secretes antibodies in response to infection, a type of lymphocyte that matures in the bone marrow.
T cells.
Nope, these are B cells.
Sorry.
T cells.
Yeah. Mammary isn't really good clue there.
So that was 15, right? So after that, it's 180 for Auburn and 200 for Shanghai.
All right, toss up 16. This author claimed that this sleep of forgetfulness will not last forever in the conclusion to a long work that includes the death of Magone and the suicide of Sophonisba. He expressed a hope to find pity and forgiveness between vain hope and vain sadness in the first entry in a 366-poem collection of scattered rhymes. He was crowned the first modern poet laureate on the strength of works like On Illustrious Men and the epic poem Africa. This man codified...
Petrarch.
Yep. Bonus Shanghai. The Chiso Corporation's release of toxins containing this element caused an outbreak of Minamata disease for 10 points each. Name this metal. Its bioaccumulation made poison top predators such as swordfish and tuna.
Mercury.
Unfounded allegations link this mercury-containing preservative used in multi-dose flu vaccines to autism. It's also an antiseptic.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Nope.
Chlorine.
This is thimerosal. Metallothionines, which complex with mercury, have lots of this amino acid. This amino acid has an imidazole side chain and can be acidic or basic at physiological pH.
Tryptophan?
Nope.
Tyrosine?
This is histidine. So 10 points. Toss up 16. This author claimed that the sleep of forgetfulness will not last forever. Oh, yeah. Yes, I don't know how long I would have read that before I realized. 17. Yara killed this god by shooting him in the foot with a reed made from the powder of an ill-omened pestle. This god was switched at birth to avoid being killed by King Kamsa. This god purified a river of poison by fatally dancing on the 100 heads of the serpent Kalia. Duryodhana chose this god's army over this god himself. In his youth, this blue-skinned god was a butter thief notorious for pulling pranks on the gopis. During the Kurukshetra war, this charioteer convinced...
Krishna?
Yes.
Sure.
Bonus Shanghai. This group's name roughly translates as the deception of Western education is forbidden for 10 points each. Name this Islamist group of Nigeria. They received widespread media attention after kidnapping over 200 young girls from school in April 2014.
Boko Haram.
This man is the current president of Nigeria and was pressured into ordering an operation against Boko Haram. His election in 2011 stirred controversy due to not following Nigeria's traditional system of rotating Muslim and Christian presidents.
Good luck, Jonathan.
Boko Haram offered to release the girls as part of this kind of deal. An earlier instance of this event happened in 2011 to obtain Gilad Shalit's return to Israel.
Releasing hostages in turn for releasing prisoners?
Nope.
I thought
it was
actually, that works. Yeah.
Wait, what was the...
It was prisoner exchange.
Or equivalent.
Oh.
All right,
30 points. Toss up 18. One subtype of this process, which involved music, was overseen by the Catharists. Justinian shut down a long-standing center for this process, which surrounded an olive grove sacred to Athena. Participants carried wax tablets for use in a version of this process, which Socrates and other Greeks...
Ostracization.
Nope. Called Paideia, which often delegated to slaves in rich households. A legend about doing this while walking around gives a false etymology to the peripatetics. Ancient views on this inspired the medieval trivium and quadrivium. Foreign sophists made their money doing this in ancient Greece for 10 points. Name this process begun by Athenian boys at age 7, which was done at the Lyceum of Aristotle and at Plato the Academy.
Education?
Yes. Bonus for Auburn. This archon enacted the Cyzicthea and established a social class called the Zugetae, or yoked men, for 10 points each. Named as Athenian legal reformer who undid the harsh law code of Draco in the 590s BCE. Answer?
No answer.
Pisistratus.
This
is Solon.
Oh.
Solon repealed laws which reduced people to this status for excessive debt. Many of these people were kidnapped in war or traded from Thrace to work in households. Solon allegedly advised this king of Lydia not to evaluate any man as truly happy until after death. This man was burned alive after his army crossed the Halys River and lost to Persia.
Croesus?
Yeah.
Yes.
So 20 points.
So it's 210 for Auburn and 260 for Shanghai with two left.
All right, toss up 19. One character in this story wears a yellow shirt with parrots on it, and another owns a gray monkey tied to a chinaberry tree. A character in this story suddenly remembers the location of a house with a secret panel as being in Tennessee, not Georgia. Some characters in this story eat lunch at the Tower, a barbecue joint owned by Red Sammy, before getting in an accident when the cat Pity Sing jumps on Bailey's face. A character in this story proclaims that Jesus disrupted the balance of the universe by raising the dead after Hiram and Bobby Lee killed John Wesley and June Starr. This story ends with the misfit shooting the grand
the
that's time. For 10 points, name the short story by Flannery O'Connor.
A Good Woman's Hard to Find.
Nope. It's A Good Man is Hard to Find.
I forgot.
Toss to the last. In one section of this work, an ankylosaurus-like creature sits near a sore-covered figure with a distended belly who may represent an ergotism sufferer. In other sections of this painting, a pointing man stands next to the words ilium aportet crescere me autem minui, and a monster peeks through a window at a man atop a pedestal. The middle of another of its sections features a concert of disturbing angels to the left of the Nativity. Sculptures by Nicolaus Hagenauer are contained within its two sets of wings, which display
a garden of earthly delights.
Nope. The crucifixion when closed and the temptation of St. Anthony when fully open. For 10 points, name this altarpiece whose creation inspired an opera and symphony by Paul Hindemith, the most famous work of Matthias Grunewald. Nope, this is the Eisenheim altarpiece.
So it ends 210 to 260.
Okay. Good man.